Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Joe Mark, the CEO at St. Joseph's Hospital, held a press conference today to announce that the hospital will lay off 68 employees. The employees have been notified of the layoffs, and the final day of employment for all those affected will be May 30th. Mark cited a sluggish economy as the primary reason for the layoffs, as well as a decline in the number of procedures done in the general surgery and orthopedic surgery departments. The hospital currently has 4 vacant surgeon positions in those departments, and while Mark said that they are recruiting to fill the posts, even if 4 new surgeons are hired, the 68 support positions that are being eliminated will not be brought back. The layoffs affect both the Eureka and Fortuna campuses, and Mark pointed out that the layoffs are not due to performance issues, but simple economics. The layoffs are spread over several departments and affect non-clinical personnel with the exception of 1 nurse. Mark also pointed out that the layoffs are in no way connected with the construction of the new tower facility at the Eureka campus, and that several factors, including seniority, played a role in determining which positions would be cut. At tomorrow's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board is expected to approve an interim emergency ordinance in response to negative feedback from constituents regarding the ongoing protest outside the courthouse in Eureka. Supervisors Jimmy Smith and Ryan Sundberg have both stated that they have received numerous emails and phone calls complaining of the hostile atmosphere near the protesters, and the emergency ordinance would prohibit protests from 9:30 in the evening until 6 in the morning. The county has already banned camping at the site, but concerns over health and sanitation, as well as public safety, including 26 arrests at the location since January, have led supervisors to consider the interim emergency ordinance. The board meets in chambers at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The county treasurer wants to remind property owners that property taxes are now due and will become delinquent if not paid by April 10th. If you have any questions about your tax bill, you are encouraged to contact the Treasury office as soon as possible. You may now also pay your property taxes by credit card and e-check, although you will be charged a fee for doing so. Any property tax bills not paid by April 10th will be considered delinquent and are subject to a 10% penalty and a $20 late fee. For more information, contact the County Tax Collector's Office. There will be a tsunami warning communications test on Wednesday, an annual test of the siren alert system set in areas of the county likely to be affected by a tsunami following an earthquake. You'll hear that test on all 5 stations at Eureka Broadcasting as well as on television. And to add to your preparations, the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group, which includes the Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services and Humboldt State University, has prepared and released new tsunami maps for the area. The highly detailed maps depict the likely impact zones of a tsunami and are worth taking a look at. You can find the maps on the HSU website, and they show the likely areas to be affected from Oreck to the Eel River Basin as well as Shelter Cove. The maps will help you plan for a tsunami event and list not only impact zones, but evacuation sites as well. And investigators from Humboldt Bay Fire are searching for the cause of a fire that caused heavy damage to a residence and resulted in the death of several pets yesterday. Fire units were called out to an Albee Street residence last night at 6:30, and when they arrived on scene, they found heavy smoke and fire coming from the house. Units gained access and searched the residence after a neighbor reported one of the occupants may still be inside. The fire had extended into the attic, and it took fire crews about 30 minutes to bring the fire under control, and it was found that there were no occupants inside, but that several pets in the house had died. The damage caused by the fire is estimated at $125,000. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying at least 2 men who were seen breaking into a parked vehicle on the Samoa Peninsula on Friday morning. The victim called 911 to report she witnessed 2 men break into her vehicle and steal a laptop and an iPod from the front seat. The 2 suspects were seen fleeing in a newer model gray Toyota pickup truck with an extended cab and a camper shell on the back. Further investigation led to 2 more reports of vehicle burglary, in which the suspects broke a window and then stole items from inside. Both incidents happened near the Fairhaven power plant, and one victim lost her purse and wallet, while the second victim lost a backpack with school books and related paperwork. Anyone with information about these incidents is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And Eureka police are investigating a shooting that took place on Saturday afternoon in the 1100 block of G Street in Eureka. Witnesses reported hearing several shots fired from an unknown firearm by an unidentified adult male. The suspect then fled the scene in a vehicle that was parked on F Street. Police found no victim related to the shooting, but did find forensic evidence at the scene. And anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.